Basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
And we are back in the Big 7 here on another full slate of high school basketball on a Tuesday night in mid-December. Good evening from Holton High School. Brandon Tamman alongside Justin Fluke, John Holliday, and Colin Fellkamp in studio. Everyone else helping out with the Holton channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. Appreciate everyone. We got a big broadcast tonight as our game of the week here on KNZA takes us to Holton, Kansas, as the Wildcats play host to the Panthers of Royal Valley in a back-to-back Big 7 tilt tonight. Girls coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And the boys' game will follow. And we'll start here as our pregame coverage of our game of the week presented by Highland Community College. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. They are close to home and far from debt. Both of these teams, as we start with our girls' coverage tonight, 1-2 on the year. Wildcats coming off a loss to a top-five ranked team in 3A to Nemaha Central last week, 52-43. That game was on Friday. Royal Valley also went off a loss. They are 1-2 as well and 1-1 in Big 7 league play. They are coming off a loss on Friday against Sabetha at home. That final was 41-23. Get to the starters in just a minute, but again, Justin Fluke and John Holliday with us here tonight. Colin Fellkamp in studio and continue our pregame coverage here. Both these teams enter at 1-2 tonight, Justin, and both teams coming off a loss. You look at this Holton team, they played arguably the best team in the league last week in Nemaha Central, kept it close, only losing by 9. Royal Valley, a team that's not very deep, but certainly have two of the better players in the league in Kennedy Bryan and Alyssa Latson. Seems like both teams just trying to settle in and find something early.
Yeah, I think that's where everybody's at, and that's what I'm super excited to kind of find out this year. We know every year the Big 7 from top to bottom, one of the toughest, best leagues in question marks, and I think a lot of other people did as well coming into this season. Nemaha Central was kind of the favorite, probably on the pedestal at the start of this year, but there were a lot of questions. Who's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? We even felt like teams that were maybe 7th or 8th in the league this year were going to be able to challenge some of those teams that were maybe going to be finishing 2nd or 3rd. So that should make for a lot of competitive games. I think you throw in tonight's kind of a Jackson County rivalry game as well, always a little extra special when Holton and Royal Valley get together. So with just one or two games for Big 7 league teams against each other so far, I think there's still a lot to be determined. Really can't even start comparing any scores or anything like that yet. So I'm excited to see what happens tonight, to dive deeper into this Big 7 league schedule and kind of see how good and what the landscape of the Big 7 is looking like here for this year.
Yeah, should have a good one here, not only in the girls' game, but in the boys' contest as well. The other Big 7 matchups tonight here across the area, Perry-Lecompton, they are on the road at Jefferson West. Hiawatha is at home hosting Nemaha Central, and Royal Valley, of course, here at Holton. But again, the other matchup here tonight, again, Holton and Royal Valley, plus Perry-Lecompton, Jeff West, Nemaha Central, at Hiawatha. Again, our pregame brought to you by Highland Community College. Let's get set to dive into the starters for our girls contest tonight. And we'll start here with the visitors from Royal Valley. The Panthers in at 1-2 overall. They are 1-1 in Big 7 league play, coming off a loss to Sabetha this past Friday. 41-23 was that final. They will go like this. Kennedy Bryan is a 5'10 senior and the leading scorer for Royal Valley at 13.5 points per game. Alyssa Latson is a 5'9 senior as well, returning all-league player from a year ago, 7.5 points, and the leading rebounder for the Panthers at over 7 per tilt. Also, Samantha Klotz is a 5'9 sophomore at 5 points and also 7.3 rebounds per game. And the forwards, Morgan Davis is a 5'11 senior, averaging 6.5 points per game, and Athena Broadus is a 5'10 sophomore, averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. So again, for Royal Valley and head coach David Boucher, fourth year at the one in league play, they'll go Bryan, Latson, Klotz, Davis, and Broadus. For the Holton Wildcats and head coach Kurt Heisler, fourth year at the as well for the Wildcats. They're also 1-2 off a loss to Nemaha Central on Friday. As the Wildcats getting set for this one tonight, Brooke Wilcott, a 5'10 sophomore, 6.7 points per game. Justin, correct me if I'm wrong here. Lindsay Wisdom, also a starter here, the 5'10 senior, 14.7 points per game. Also, Tierra Dodd, excuse me, a senior at 11.5 points per game. She's also the leading rebounder and steals getter for this Wildcats team as well. 5'8 senior, 11.5 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 steals per game.
You got it. Four seniors on this team for Holton this year. They only lost two seniors from a year ago. So four seniors, and Brooke Wilcott is coming off a career-high 11-point game in the loss to Nemaha Central last week. John, you can speak to this rivalry a little bit. I know it's early in the season, but this game always meant a little bit more, didn't it?
It didn't matter when the season, where in the season. You always had scheduled on your, circle on your calendar for your schedule is Royal Valley, because it's a fun matchup. The crowd gets into it. The teams are very competitive. And it was just knock down, drag out. You throw everything out, and it's just who shows up that night can play. And then you, as you both alluded to, both teams are kind of looking, searching for an identity. You know, we saw this Holton team, even last week on Friday, had a tough second quarter. It looked like they were really going to struggle. Then all of a sudden, second half, they bounced back. And his Royal Valley team have a little trouble scoring the basketball, but you got two post players, with Holton not a, if they can handle Holton's pressure, get the ball inside, they're going to cause some damage to match up well with Holton in the paint.
Well, here we go. We are off and running here. The first of two contests tonight. Girls' contest is underway. A quick three for the Panthers on the miss. Try from the corner, but an offensive rebound keeping it alive for the Panthers is Klotz. Another miss up and in by Bryan, and just like that, here come the Wildcats. First possession from right to left. No score, 20 seconds in. Zone defense by the Panthers. Again, coming off the loss to Sabetha at home on Friday, 41-23. They only had 6 points at Royal Valley in that second half, and the Wildcats coming off a loss to Nemaha Central. Here is Etzel. Now a pass inside. A shot is up and short. That's Wilcott. Gets her own rebound and throws it back up and draws the foul. And 37 seconds into this game, we get our first whistle.
Well, Royal Valley starts with a 1-3-1 zone, that's early this year, that's kind of a tough defense to go up against. And then Holton's got to find the cracks, and you know, the baseline's open if they get the ball there, but Holton didn't do it that time. Attack the middle where they got a shot and got an offensive board, and Wilcott hits the first of two.
The first one in for Wilcott, 6.7 points per game. The sophomore averaging 4 rebounds and 2.5 assists. Coming in on game number 4, she misses the second free throw, so she goes 1-for-2. The Wildcats lead 1-0, not quite 45 seconds in. Panthers now with their second possession. This is Kennedy Bryan, top of the key. Man-to-man defense here for the Wildcats. Bryan, all-league player a season ago. Davis fires a 3. First touch, it's a miss to the right side, and a rebound collected there by Dodd for the Wildcats, wanting to push the tempo a little bit. Now they settle in the front court here, 5-on-5. Just past a minute into this opening quarter, the Wildcats with a 1-0 lead. And here's a turnover by the Wildcats. Too much on that pass to Wilcott. And the Panthers get it back down 1-0. First turnover for the Wildcats here tonight. Show a little bit of pressure here in the full court, as Kennedy Bryan, again, the 5'10 senior, kind of leading the charge here, trying to get it up the floor, and they do. Into the front court here with Ladson. High left on the wing and lost it off her own fingertips and out of bounds, and the Panthers turn it right back over.
I think another key tonight, Brandon, you saw Royal Valley on Friday night and mentioned a team that at this point in the season isn't going real deep down the bench. Holton this year has been playing 8, 9 different girls, so if they're going to play fast and pressure, I think they'll try to use more girls to their advantage tonight.
Wilcott again inside, Fluelling with the nice feed, and free throws coming up again for Brooke Wilcott. And she's being aggressive here early, 90 seconds in, a 1-0 lead for the Wildcats. She'll shoot 2 more.
Well, great way to attack the 1-3-1. Ball got the high post. You go diagonal backside, and that's a tough matchup with that bottom person on the 1-3-1.
Ladson with the foul, her first team second. First free throw up and in by Wilcott. A lone 2 points here so far, 2-0 in favor of Holton. Both teams at 1-2 overall coming in, both coming off losses on Friday. So both trying to get a little bit of momentum this week as Wilcott goes 2-for-2 on this stint. She is now 3-for-4 here in the ball game, and a 3-0 lead here for the Wildcats. Ladson able to get it up the floor, left side on the wing. Her pass is deflected, intercepted by Holton, and another turnover. Here come the Wildcats in transition, but the Panthers stop it nicely, and they settle here in the front court. And Etzel has it on the wing, left side, skips it right. This is Wisdom. Now Etzel again, a left wing 3, and she banks it in. How about that? Grace Etzel from downtown, and she's got a triple, and it's now a 6-0 lead, a quick double up there as the Wildcats extended here early, and there's another Panthers turnover. Count it! And one for Wisdom, or correction, that's Wilcott, who gets the and one, and now 8-0. What a start here for the Wildcats.
It's all defense leads to offense. I mean, it's just good old-fashioned hard-nosed basketball. And they scored once in the offensive set, but most of them have come attacking defensively.
So this is already the fifth free throw attempt here in the quarter for Brooke Wilcott. An 8-0 start here for the Wildcats, and her free throw is up and good. And she's got 6 of the 9 here in the opening minutes, and not even 4 minutes into this game, and Royal Valley seeing themselves down 9-0 early. Here's Klotz for 3, the sophomore, trying to get Royal Valley on the board, and a rebound and putback is no good. Athena Broadus had an opportunity there, and she'll go to the line to try to get Royal Valley on the board.
Well, the Panthers have some girls that can shoot from the outside, but they've missed 3 pretty quick attempts from behind the half moon early in possession so far here in this game. And meanwhile, Brooke Wilcott doing what she's added to this team all season, and that's pressure defense turning into transition offense to help get Holton out in front here early.
The Broadus missing the first free throw attempt, a sophomore forward for the Panthers, 4 points and 3.5 rebounds at tilt. She's now 0 of 3 at the line here early on this season after that miss. Trying to get the Panthers on the board. This is a Panthers team that lost a little bit of production from last year. They led the league in rebounding. They have struggled in that aspect early on. Broadus does go 1 for 2 and gets the Panthers on the board. The sophomore gets that first tally for the Panthers. 9-1 Wildcats here in the first quarter, not quite halfway in. Here is Dodd for the Wildcats here on the right wing. They go inside. Flewelling has it and lost it. Out of bounds and last touch by the Wildcats, and the Panthers force a turnover.
They mentioned Royal Valley, a top rebounding team from a year ago. It's easy to see why. Their lineup, 5'9", 5'9", 5'10", 5'10", 5'11". Nobody taller than 5 or shorter than 5'9 out there.
Another turnover forced by the Wildcats defense, putting the pressure on early in the full court, and the Panthers continuing to pile up that number here early on. Is got a 9-1 game, Wildcats by 8. We're coming up on 3 minutes in to this opening quarter. Nice pass inside. This is Wisdom missing a shot off the heel. And two bodies collecting that rebound. A jump ball is called, and possession arrow will keep it here with the Wildcats. A good hustle by both teams. Wildcats keep a 9-1 lead as we're coming up on 3 minutes into this first quarter. Royal Valley, team that went 7-14 a year ago. Good feed inside, but missing the layup and a rebound for the Panthers. Missed opportunity as Klotz comes away with the miss. Get a couple subs here for the Wildcats on the next dead ball. Good drive by Brian, missing inside, and a rebound collected by Lindsey Wisdom.
I was just thinking back to Friday night. Holton didn't allow Nemaw Central to make a field goal in the whole fourth quarter of that game Friday, and now haven't allowed a field goal to Royal Valley so far here tonight.
And a missed shot inside, and trying to get it was Flewelling, but couldn't handle it underneath the bucket. It goes out. So the Panthers get it back. A couple subs are in. Faith Jenner, a 5'8 junior, has checked in here for the Wildcats. As Holton continues to show that pressure in the full court, Panthers do a good job breaking it. 9-1 is our score coming up on the halfway point to get a whistle and a foul. This one on the floor. Wildcats will pick up their second foul here early on in the game.
That was the first time Royal Valley got somebody in the middle against the pressure. And that's the way back any zone press is to get the ball middle floor and go backside with it. And with ease, they got it. And got to keep foul on Holt.
Alyssa Latson throwing this one in into the backcourt here for Kennedy Bryan. Left side high on the wing. Picked up the dribble prematurely. Good defense here. Extending out is the Wildcats defense. Really making it hard here man-to-man early on. Panthers get it back to Bryan in the right corner. Doesn't hesitate and fires a 3. Left it short. Rebound for Wisdom. She wants to push the tempo. 5'10 senior putting it on the floor. Kicks it right side into the corner with Wilcott. Her 3 is too strong. A rebound in the backside corner, chasing it down is Bryan. She's quickly doubled, gets it up to Latson, and now she's pushing the tempo up the floor. Good save by Broadus. Back to Latson, who steps back for a left wing 3, and it's bottoms. Alyssa Latson from downtown, and a much-needed 3 there for the Panthers. They get to within 5, 9-4, 3:44 left in the quarter. Much-needed shot there for Alyssa Latson. Just her second made 3 of the season. A whistle and a foul here against the Panthers, if that's against Broadus. I think it's against Davis, though. That would be her first foul. It is against Morgan Davis, so Broadus, again, already 2 early fouls. And a Panthers team that has not gone deep into their bench this season. They've had just 6 players score this year, and they've only played about 7 most nights. And it's still very early on, just now 3-plus games into the year. Wildcats at the ball, 3.5 minutes to go. They lead it here over Royal Valley, 9-4, and they turn it over. Just like that, just kind of miscommunication on the far side. Stepping out was Taylor, and now the Panthers get it back down 5. The Wildcats scored the first 9 of the game. Panthers have come back with the last 4, trailing by 5. Here is Kennedy Bryan on the left elbow, bouncing it up top, stolen into the backcourt. Another turnover for Royal Valley. It's a 3-on-1 break, and the layup in transition is off the window, and it's good there for Elizabeth Schuster. And now she's on the board, the sophomore for 2. 11-4, the Wildcats lead by 7 at 3 minutes to go in the first.
Wilcott with defense, turning to offense, drops the dime.
Very well executed on the break. The foul is on Wilcott. That is her first. And we'll get another sub. This is Avery Stidham, the sophomore guard for Royal Valley, who's checking in, really the true sixth man for the Panthers early on this season, seeing some minutes off the bench. Not much of a score early, but does see some quality minutes in the backcourt. Here's Brian with the basketball for Royal Valley. Comes across the screen, gets in the paint, kind of shuffled the feet a little bit, missing a shot. Battle for the rebound collected for Royal Valley. Stidham off the bench, gets a second chance opportunity for her team. Stidham has it left corner. They want it over the top. Brought it inside. Her shot is up. Might have lost the handle a little bit. And a rebound this time collected for Holton. Now the Wildcats push in transition. All the way to the bucket and drawing the foul is Taylor, the sophomore. Took it coast to coast. Not sure if it's on the floor.
Nice. Two-shot foul.
And it is a two-shot foul. So now both forwards, Davis and Broadus, two fouls apiece here in the opening quarter for the Panthers. That could be a concern here as the game progresses. First free throw, up and in by Kaya Taylor, the sophomore. A 5'4 sophomore. Just her second free throw attempt of the year, her first make of the year. Extending the Wildcats' lead 12-4. Her second is on the way. She misses this one. And a rebound for Klotz for Royal Valley. 8-point lead here for the Wildcats. 2.5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Beautiful pass. And the backdoor layup is good by Klotz. Or correction, Bryan gets on the board. Correction, good beat by Ladson. 12-6 our score. The Wildcats lead by 6. Coming up on 2 minutes left in the opening quarter. Get into the middle of that zone, and I think we get a jump ball inside. We do. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Royal Valley, so they force a turnover. 4 turnovers now on the Wildcats. Panthers get it back down 12-6 at 2:03 left to go in the first. Bryan has 2 for Royal Valley. Latson has 3. And Broadus has 1. The 6 points here early on for the Panthers. Here is Stidham. Might have gotten away with a walk. Skips it back to Bryan, left side on the wing. Puts it on the dribble, trying to work it inside. Now they get it up top here to Klotz. Right side it goes to Ladson. Curls around the paint, dumping it inside. Beautiful feed by Ladson, and the layup is good by Broadus, who has her first field goal, and now she has 3, and the Panthers back to within 4. It's 12-8.
Just when you think Royal Valley's losing ground, losing traction, a couple great defensive stops, a couple sweet backdoor cuts and nice passes for easy buckets.
Another turnover here for the Wildcats. Panthers want to push it in transition. As it is Latson in the left corner for 3, left it short, and a rebound chased down by Stidham, who now grabs her second offensive rebound, but then she threw it away. In transition is Dodd, and her left-handed layup is good. And we'll get a whistle and a timeout on the floor. 1:07 to go here in the opening quarter. 14-8, the Wildcats lead. Our timeout tonight presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. We'll keep it right here. 1:07 left first quarter. 14-8 is our score. And Wildcats scored the first 9 points of the game, but the Panthers have fought hard, clawing their way back, and trail by 6 here late in the first quarter.
Well, the Royal Valley just buried themselves early, and you know, that fortunately for them, their hole hadn't been too deep. Got a timely 3 after they were over for the first, like, 6 or 7 three-point shots they took. But lately, they've really made some really nice offensive plays. A couple backdoor cuts, a high-low look. The ball hasn't moved. It's stuck for them. They've handled the pressure. Got the ball middle floor. Doing some great things. Holton, early they were getting some steals, a couple layups. See if their defense can turn up the pressure and get that going for them again.
So the Panthers out of the timeout, having to work the full length of the floor, going from left to right here in the first quarter. They trail 14-8 here at Holton at 67 seconds to go in this opening period. The Wildcats have shown pressure in the full court pretty much the whole first quarter. It's caused some issues here early. Here's a long deuce from the right corner. That one is pure for Alyssa Ladson, and now she has five. And I think of a delay of game warning here. I think they called it against Klotz, pushing it after the ball went through the hoop. So Panthers get to within four at 14-10 with under a minute to go here in the quarter. See how the Wildcats want to play the final 50 seconds.
Latson's been the key, too. Not only two big shots, but she has two assists during this little Roll Valley run to get him back in it.
And now there's a deflected pass that's taken away by Broadus, and another Wildcats turnover, and then the Wildcats take it away again. And a beautiful feed inside and missing the layup, and the Panthers get the rebound. Fluelling missing a bunny, and now 30 seconds to go, and the Panthers have an opportunity for the final shot. See if they want to play with it or not, but they don't. Instead, they'll turn it over again. 22 seconds to work here in the quarter. Wildcats will have another opportunity to see if they want to play for the final shot. Here is Wisdom curling to the corner. Now gets it back up top to Etzel. 12 seconds to go. 14-10 our score. Wildcats getting it inside to Wisdom. Turns around. Her shot is in and out. No good. Deflected around. 5 seconds to go. Kennedy Bryan with 3 seconds. Getting it to half court. 1 second. Fires up a desperation heave. It hits nothing. And that is the end of the first quarter. So the Wildcats scored the first nine, but the Panthers playing a good second half of that first quarter. Back to a four-point game. So after 14-10, Wildcats in front. We'll take a timeout. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Kansaland Radio.
Big crew tonight for our Game of the Week broadcast on KNZA 103.9. Holton hosting Royal Valley. Big 7 basketball here on KNZA. Our games tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Second quarter underway. Wildcats with the ball, leading by 4. Quick jump shot in the paint. Good. For Lindsay Wisdom, the senior at 5'10", her first basket and first points tonight, 16-10, Wildcats back in front by 6. It's all a fast start for the Wildcats, and now forcing the issue and another Royal Valley turnover. That has killed them here early on, missing a lot of opportunities for extra shots and possessions, and the Wildcats now an opportunity to extend on their lead early portions of the second quarter. Here is Grace Etzel, top of the key. They reverse the basketball to Wisdom right side. Panthers continue to run a zone defense. Etzel up top. Bounce back to Dodd. Puts it on the dribble once. Gets it into the corner. And a whistle and a foul on a jump shot attempt by Wilcott. And two free throws coming up as Brooke Wilcott had 6 points in the first quarter and 4 or 5 stints at the free throw line. She'll shoot two more. That's the 6th foul against Royal Valley. So the rest of the way, the Wildcats will be in the bonus. And that foul was on Stidham, her first, and the first free throw good by Brooke Wilcott. She's now 5 of 6 at the line and has 7 points here in the first half.
Felt like that shot that Lindsay Wisdom hit to begin the second quarter for Holton pretty big, because she had missed several in the first quarter and hadn't scored. Holton missed several easy baskets, I felt like, but maybe the lid will be off and that'll get Wisdom going a bit.
So Wisdom hitting that first shot and a couple free throws here by Wilcott. And a four-point jump here to start the second quarter for the Wildcats. 18-10 is their lead against Royal Valley. Here's a whistle and a foul as Bryan was working around the perimeter. They'll get Etzel with the foul, her first. Team foul number 5. 6:57 to go until halftime. Lassen gets to throw it in. Gets it into the backcourt there with Bryan, who plays back and forth with Lassen a little bit. Now she gets it back on the right wing. Lassen driving towards the corner. Now skips it back to Bryan on the left wing. One bounce right to Lassen. Now finally skips Stidham left corner. Now Bryan up top. Defense here for the Wildcats. They have been very aggressive early as they finally work an entry pass inside. And a good effort by Broadus just to keep the possession alive, throwing it off a Wildcat defender. As Samantha Kloss is going to check back in here for Broadus. As again, the Panthers have only scored 6 players in 3.5 games so far this year. They don't go too deep, and they've only played about 7 at a time through the course of a game. So that could be an issue as we continue down the stretch of the season. As the Panthers, again, not a very deep team. And a beautiful feed. Layup missed inside by Wilcott. And now a whistle and a foul. Boy, the Wildcats have had some missed bunnies inside, and it's kind of helped the Panthers hang around here in the first half.
Well, it has, and Roll Valley's in dangerous water right now. They're kind of right at that point that, if Holt could hit some of those bunnies, they're going to blow them out early in the first half. Then they're going to really have some tough sledding uphill. Roll Valley's, they jumped into a 2-3 zone. That really opens things up. Holton's seen that before. And here's Wilcott with a steal going the other end, the left side of the floor.
Wilcott all the way, beautifully done, and the foul. How about the play for the 5'10 sophomore in transition? Another free throw coming for Wilcott. She's quickly into double figures with 10, and that's the lead for the Wildcats at 20-10. Not quite 2 minutes into this second quarter.
Well, Brooke had a career-high 11 in the varsity game Friday night against Nemaha, and she has a chance to get that in the first 10 minutes here tonight. Playing phenomenal, and I got Royal Valley now for 10 turnovers already in this game.
And Wilcott buries the free throw. And she is now 7 of 8 at the line here in the first half. She was 4 of 11 from the stripe coming in, and she has hit 7 of 8 here in the first half. And now the lead all of a sudden is 11 at 21-10, a 7-0 start here in the quarter for the Wildcats. Now Bryan tries to put an end to that, and she does as she buries a triple.
Holt jumped into a zone last two trips, and Roll Valley just made him pay with that. An easy two-man gain up top against the odd man, and got the three ball.
That was a much-needed three for the Panthers. Bryan, her fifth triple of the year, gets Royal Valley to within 8. It's 21-13 at under 5:40 to go until halftime. The Wildcats still dealing with this Panthers zone. Get it into the middle. Now Wisdom to the right block, and now throws a pass here to the near side that's saved by Taylor. Wildcats reversing it. It's a little pull-up shot in the paint is no good, but an offensive rebound try is no good. I think they get a foul. More free throws coming up. Fluelling the offensive rebound, and she'll shoot 2.
Olsen's not the taller team, but they seem to be getting all the loose ball and rebounding opportunities here. They're still struggling to put shots away underneath. But that foul situation becoming a little more desperate here for Royal Valley, too.
Fluelling in and out on the first free throw attempt. That's her first attempt of the season.
Well, you alluded earlier about Royal Valley being the best rebounding team in the Big 7. You got to take that with a little bit of a grain of salt. That's either meaning, the thing I always looked at was defensive rebounds. Is Fluelling makes the second one.
Why
if you miss a lot of shots, you're going to get a lot of offensive rebound opportunities.
That's true.
And makes your stats look good.
Well, they continue, the Wildcats do, to turn up the pressure. And finally the Panthers break it, get behind it, and it's an and-one opportunity here for Broadus, who has been solid here, the sophomore in the first half now with 5 and a chance at a three-point play.
And she's played with 2 fouls since the first couple minutes of this game, doing a good job avoiding her third and to finish that time underneath.
Brooke Wilcott picking up her second foul. Team foul number 6. So the rest of the half, both teams are in the bonus. The free throw is missed, and I think they're going to get the Wildcats here for an over and back on the rebound attempt. They'll get Fluelling here over the back, so the Panthers will keep the possession.
1-1.
Correction, a 1-1. Absolutely. So free throw's coming up here for Samantha Klotz. As the Wildcats will get a couple of subs in, Grace Etzel back in, also Elizabeth Schuster will check in. Fluelling and Wilcott will take breathers.
Yeah, both coaches changed defenses, and both coaches have paid for it.
Watts missing the front end of that 1-1, a rebound for Wisdom, and the Wildcats will get it back. 22-15, their lead is 7, 3 minutes in to this second quarter.
Roll Valley goes back to the 1-3-1.
And watching them Friday against DeBetha, they ran zone for a very good chunk of that game, and the Wildcats are doing their job of getting it inside as Wisdom scores. Or, correction, Schuster gets that bucket, and she's now got four in the first half. Lead is 9 at 24-15. Here's Bryan, a right-wing three. She hit one there earlier, and she does it again. Second triple for Kennedy Bryan, and now she's got 8, and it's 24-18, and now Bryan comes away with a steal. Bryan wants to go coast-to-coast, a little bit of body, no contact, and she lays it in for two. And how about the 5-0 spurt there from Kennedy Bryan, and the lead's trimmed to 4 at 4:15 to go until halftime.
Easy to see why she's an all-league performer in multiple sports for multiple years now in the Big 7 League.
Leading score for the Panthers here so far this season at 13.3 a game. She's going to grab a rebound here off the miss, and she's already got 10 tonight. She's got half the points here for the Panthers at 3:53 to go until halftime. Picks up the dribble prematurely, but gets it off the clock. Now they go inside to Broaddus. Turns, facing, working on Schuster. Now they get it to Davis from the right elbow, and she buries the jumper.
And all
Davis
of a sudden,
for
we
two.
Got a ball game again.
The 4 of the 5 starters now in the books for the Panthers. A 2-point game, and a timeout is called. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. So multiple times here in the first half, the Wildcats have extended a lead, but the Panthers come right back. A good first half ruin. 3:35 left here in quarter number two. 24-22, a 2-point lead for Holton. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
3:35 left here in the first half. Our girls' contest, a good one through a quarter and change. The Wildcats here at home clinging to a 2-point lead against Royal Valley, 24-22. Brandon Tabman, John Holliday, Justin Flute, Colin Fellkamp, everyone part of the Holton broadcast here as well on the Holton channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Appreciate everyone tonight. First of two games on tap inside the Big 7. So for most teams, games tonight, games Friday. And then some teams done after this Friday, but some will play next Tuesday prior to the holiday break and then a couple weeks off. And once you get back to that first week of January, you are off and running the rest of the way. Under 3.5 minutes to go out of the timeout. Wildcats with the lead and the ball. They get it inside to Wisdom. Underneath the bucket, curls, fires, and draws the foul. And will shoot two. Wisdom has got 3 points here in the first half. First opportunity at the stripe for her. She's been very good there, 16 of 20 on the year. And Wisdom really has shot far and away the most free throw attempts. And then Wilcott as well. They make up about 80% of the free throw production coming into this game. And Wisdom missing the first one. We talked about the announcer jinx on Friday at Royal Valley, and you know, I mentioned she had a good free throw number, and she steps up and misses the first one. So I just need to maybe back off talking about stats while they're at the line. Let's see if she can go 1 for 2, and she does.
That's a pretty good bet with Wisdom at the line. She's a pretty good free throw shooter.
Gets one back, 25-22. The Wildcats by 3 at 3:12 to go until halftime. They continue to pressure this Hanneman defense out towards the midcourt stripe. Panthers are having a lot of issues with it at times. Needed to get it around the three-point line as Latson is looking in over the top. Good front there defensively by Schuster to knock it out of bounds. And the Panthers now working underneath their own bucket at 2:58 to go in the second quarter.
One quick note for Royal Valley. Morgan Davis picked up her third personal foul and had to check out. Avery Stidham has 3 fouls as well for the Panthers.
So they got 2 with 3, and then Broaddus has 2. So the fouls, again, an issue for a team that, again, does not go very deep into their bench. So here it is with Bryan around a screen up top. Had it knocked away, and it's a steal for Wisdom. Nicely done, an individual effort there by Wisdom to get the possession back for the Wildcats. And Zetzel up the floor, high right. Panthers extending out their defense a little bit. as we are down to 2.5 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Wildcats leading 25-22. Deflected out of bounds by Ladson to the Wildcats to throw it in far sideline. This was a 14-10 Holton lead at the end of one. They have led by as many as 11 here in the first half. Right now the Panthers are back to within three on a nice little run at 25-22. Get it to Wisdom at the left elbow, facing the bucket. Now kind of triple threats her way inside. A lot of contact, no call. Schuster fighting for a rebound, and they're going to get a jump ball between Schuster and Bryan. And the possession arrow giving it back to Royal Valley.
Holton begging for a foul there. Coach Heisler thought there was some body and contact on Wisdom's attempt in the paint, but not getting the call. It goes the other way. Panthers could tie this up for the first time tonight. They were down, remember, 9-1.
Yeah, certainly had a lot of ebbs and flows in this first half. The Wildcats have had multiple good-sized leads, and mentioning at one point scored the first nine and then led 21-10 at one point. But a three here for the Panthers could tie the game. We're under 2 minutes to go, and here's Ladson for that tie, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound for Schuster. The Wildcats push the tempo. Transition defense has been fairly good in the first half here for Royal Valley, limiting those transition opportunities. So we're coming up on 90 seconds left here in the first half, and a lazy pass deflected and intercepted. Now Ladson wants to go coast to coast, and she lays it in for two. Alyssa Ladson now with seven, and it's a one-point game, 25-24, 80 seconds and counting. The Panthers extend it out.
Yeah, horizontal passes are deadly against the zone. They get that open look at the top of the key. Wisdom knocks down.
Well, that was a smooth jumper just inside the free throw line, and a big bucket there for the Wildcats to kind of stop the bleeding a little bit. The 27-24 Wildcats lead, and another lazy pass for Royal Valley as Schuster steps in front. And Bryan nearly took it back for the Panthers, but the Wildcats have it with 52 seconds to go and leading by three. Good pass into the corner. A three is on the way. This one is short, and a rebound for Royal Valley by Klotz, and quickly up the floor it's Bryan, and Bryan is fouled from behind. I think they get Dodd with this one. That would be her second. And free throws coming up here in the bonus, and Bryan will go to the line to shoot a 1-1.
Nobody with three yet for Holton, but Dodd will join Llewellyn and Brooke Wilcott, each with the two fouls here late in this first half.
And Natalie Wilcott will check in. 42.3 seconds to go. Free throw here is off the heel, too strong. Rebound Wildcats collected by Schuster. So 38 seconds and counting until halftime. Wildcats with the ball, leading by three at 27-24. We saw both teams have opportunities late in the first quarter to maybe play for the final shots, and we're going to get an and one here for the Wildcats, and that one is nicely played by Lindsay Wisdom, as now she has eight and a chance for three.
Anytime Lindsay can get to her right hand, she's deadly.
So that is now the third foul on Broaddus. So Davis, Broaddus, and Stidham all now with three fouls for the Panthers, as the three-point play is going to be capitalized by Wisdom, who now has nine in the first half, and it's back to a six-point game at 30-24 with 21 seconds to go here in the second. Bryan, not wasting any time, drives on two defenders, no call with some contact. Possession will stay with the Panthers. And the Panthers wanted a foul on that possession. Refereeing saying, not this time. David Boucher, fourth-year head coach of the Panthers, wanting an explanation. The Panthers do have the possession, and now it's thrown into the backcourt. Bryan chasing it down. She's got 15 seconds to work here, guarded by Dodd. Gets around Dodd, gets to the free throw line, dumps it in. Beautiful extra pass, and Broaddus for two. She's got seven. Another assist there by Ladson. 30-26 with just a couple seconds left. The desperation heave at the buzzer is no good. And that's the end of the first half. And the Panthers continue to battle and fight. And we got a good one through 16 minutes in the girls' contest. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Girls' game at the half. It's Holton 30, Royal Valley 26. We're back in a moment as our Game of the Week continues here on KNCA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
Happy holidays from GM Bank. Join us this Wednesday, December 14th, for our annual Christmas open house. Take a minute from the hustle and bustle of the season to visit with friends and enjoy cookies and refreshments. This Wednesday, December 14th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in our Hiawatha and Horton lobbies. All are welcome.
Happy holidays from GM Bank. Join us Wednesday, December 14th, for our annual Christmas open house. Wednesday, December 14th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in our Hiawatha and Horton lobbies. All are welcome.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
KNZA.
Halftime of our girls contest here on KNZA 103.9. Our coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. And a good one here in the Big 7. Through 16 minutes of play, the Wildcats of Holton leading Royal Valley 30-26. Wildcats scored the first 9 points of the game. Panthers fought back, trailed 14-10 at the end of one. Both teams pretty solid for the most part in quarter number two. A couple of runs by both teams, and Wildcats on multiple occasions had a 9-10-point advantage. Saw at one point the Panthers have a 12-2 run in the second quarter, and both teams end up with 16 points in quarter number two, and we got a 30-26 game here at the half.
Yeah, it's crazy because we had a 4-point game at the end of one quarter and a 4-point game here, but in between all of that, yeah, some huge runs. I mean, Holton built the lead to as much as 11, and Royal Valley would get back in it just like they did early on in this game when Holton jumped up 9-1. So I guess you tip your cap to the Panthers for really fighting back. They haven't been able to get over the top and take a lead yet in this game. So Holton's done a good job of responding, I guess, and clinging on to the lead. A couple big differences for me in this first half. For one, it was free throw shooting. Holton made 10 of 13. That's really good. That's a big way to keep a lead in a tight game like this. But Royal Valley went 3-3, certainly helping them out. They shot a lot of them, but they got some girls that can knock them down from the perimeter, no doubt.
Yeah, Kennedy Bryan had two of those 3-3s and led the Royal Valley scoring with 10 in the first half. And they also got Alyssa Ladson, who had the other 3 and 7 points. But I thought Ladson had multiple assists. Very good passing and very good play from the senior, Alyssa Ladson, who was doing a little bit of everything as well. And then they also got some good play from Athena Broadus, who had 7 points, matching a season high here early on for her. They also had 2 points from Morgan Davis. But the foul trouble could be an issue for Royal Valley. They had 3 players with 3 fouls in the first half. Morgan Davis, Athena Broadus, and Avery Stidham. Again, they don't play, really haven't played no more than 7 total in a game this year, and they already got 3 of their, really 2 of their 3 main contributors with 3 fouls, and then their 6th man essentially in Stidham, who also has 3 fouls in limited minutes. So that's something to keep an eye out for in the second half, is 3 players for Royal Valley with 3 fouls. Pretty balanced for the most part. The Wildcats, Brooke Wilcott got off to a very, very good start. She finished with 11 first half points to lead all scorers. Lindsay Wisdom really turned it on in the second quarter. She had 8 in the first half. Elizabeth Schuster also adding 4. Grace Etzel with 3. 2 from Sierra Dodd, and then a point apiece from Kaya Taylor and Brooke Flewelling. As again, you see the differences kind of in the first half. Free throw shooting for Holton again, 10 of 13. But Royal Valley just 1 of 5 from the line, but they hit 2 more 3s in that first half than the Wildcats. So that's kind of kept them in it as well. It was a 14-10 game at the end of one. And we got a 4-point game at the half. 30-26, Wildcats in front. We'll have more halftime after this here on Kansas Land Radio.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2023, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to gift you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with some fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get any internet package for only $20.23 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. Visit rainbowtel.net for details.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
In the mortgage industry, we're seeing higher interest rates, which can lead to borrowers having a higher than expected payment.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
One way to curb that higher expense is to possibly look at an adjustable rate mortgage, and when done correctly, it could lead to interest rate savings versus a typical 30-year fixed loan.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Halftime here presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Again, 7 miles west of Fulton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Our girls game, they're entertaining through a couple of quarters. The Wildcats holding on to a 4-point lead here against Royal Valley, 30-26. Brandon Tadman joined by John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Colin Feldkamp, our studio producer tonight as we're in between games here. And the girls game coming up in just a few minutes, as we'll start the second half in just a couple of minutes. But we'll have the boys contest to follow here tonight. And a quick glance, both of the Panthers and Wildcat boys off to 2-1 starts, and both coming off performances this past Friday. For Royal Valley, they lost to a very good Sabetha team, 70-64. And this Holton team, they beat Nemaha Central 61-43. Battle of 2-1s in the nightcap. And, again, both Holton and Royal Valley boys off the 2-1 starts here early on. But, again, our girls' game is at the half. It is Holton 30, Royal Valley 26. The final 60-second timeout in the second half is coming up next here on KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Kansas Land Radio.
One half down and one to go here in our first of two games tonight on KNZA 103.9. Again, Brandon Tadman joined by Justin Fluke, John Holliday, Colin Feldkamp, our studio producer. A close game here through 16 minutes. Holton and Royal Valley, it's 30-26. In favor of the home Wildcats here tonight. Both teams looking for win number 2 here early on this season. Reminder, we'll have one more round of our coaches' shows here this week. Then we'll have a couple weeks off for the holiday break and then back to that regular schedule in the first week of January. So hard to believe, about to get to the holiday break. A couple games really for most of our area teams. Playing games into Tuesday next week before the break. And a lot of basketball still to be decided as we're back underway. A missed shot inside for the Wildcats. One and done on their first third quarter possession. And now the Panthers from right to left cruising up the floor down four. 30-26, a chance to get it to within one. In and out. Ladson missing a three from the left corner. And a rebound for Holton. Now Wisdom wants to push the pace. Getting behind a couple defenders. Bouncing it inside. Wilcott missing her layup short. Gets her own rebound. Second chance is no good. And a defensive rebound by Klotz. And now the Panthers trying to push the tempo a little bit. Davis, top of the key. Left side it goes to Klotz, who then swings it back to Bryan. A deep right wing three is off the heel too strong. Fighting for her own rebound, but Ladson able to keep the possession alive. A little sporadic by both teams early on in this third quarter. Another deep pass to Ladson. She'll step back for a long two, and that is good. And that is a long two there for Alyssa Ladson, who's now got nine. And it's back to a two-point game at 30-28, just over a minute into the third.
Been very impressive the way both teams have fought back. You know, early, Roll Valley looked dead in the water. Holton stopped them. That's the Roll Valley came back, got back in the game. All of a sudden, Roll Valley's down, left points, back in it again.
Reaching in for the foul.
We talked early before the ball game. Throw the stats out. You know, you talk stats at halftime, it doesn't really matter. These kids are going to play hard start to finish.
So a quick sub in for the Wildcats as Taylor's going to check in. That's Kaya Taylor, the sophomore. She'll throw it in. Right side of her own bucket, looking inside, still looking. Now fires it deep left on the wing. It's Brooke Wilcott with it. And now a three, or a long two from the left corner, is buried by Kaya Taylor. Her first field goal tonight, and she's got three. 32-28 Holton.
That's bonus points for Holton. Kaya's not known for hitting shots.
And an air ball three there by Klotz, and a rebound for the Wildcats. Pushing the tempo here is Dodd. Dodd kicks it right. Wilcott open for three. This one too strong. Chasing down the rebound is Ladson for the Panthers. So a quick one and done there for the Wildcats. Broadus has it. Back to Bryan. Spinning on two defenders. Had it knocked away. Gets it back up top to Davis. Now this is Klotz trying to work it inside. Wrapping a pass to Bryan in the corner for three. This one off the front rim, no good. And finally chasing it down is Holton. They get it up the floor. Wilcott in transition, left side with the right hand, and Wilcott lays it in. She's got 13, 34-28 Holton at 5:42 left here in the third.
It's like Royal Valley struggling to get back on defense a few different times. Holton may have something going here with a more fast break opportunity.
Another turnover by the Panthers. Wildcats get it back up six, early portions of the third quarter. There's a lot of contact, no call, and a missed shot inside by Dodd. And the Wildcats getting the offensive rebound to keep the possession. Wisdom just inside the free throw line. Kicked it to Wilcott for three. This one is too strong. Nice rebound going up, getting it at the high point there. It is the sophomore Klotz. Gets it up to Bryan near sideline, who works it up the floor. Now we've seen at least enough from the early portions here. It's David Boucher, fourth-year head coach of the Panthers, on the floor to call a timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting.
I feel like Coach Boucher almost holding his breath there a couple times when one of his girls could have picked up a fourth personal foul. That's definitely a key issue to watch if you're an Royal Valley fan here in this third quarter, as we've talked about a couple times, trying to avoid more foul trouble.
Only six players have scored so far this year for the Panthers. All five of their starters, plus Stidham, a sophomore guard who plays a little bit of time off the bench, but they don't go much deeper than that. And, yeah, still early portions of this third quarter. Davis, Broadus, and Stidham all have three fouls. Especially if Davis or Broadus pick up a fourth here, and you got to bring in Stidham, then you lose a forward and you sub in a guard, so you get a little bit smaller with your length. That might change things up a little bit. But the Panthers just hanging around. 34-28, Wildcats by six. Coming up on 3 minutes into this third quarter. Out of the timeout, Panthers with it. Wildcats extending that pressure. Klotz has it deep on the right wing to the free throw line with Broadus. Now it's tapped away looking for Bryan. Another steal. Turnover by the Panthers. Nice little cut, little pull-up J. In and out, no good in transition. Battle for the rebound, and finally a whistle and a foul. And on an offensive rebound there by Dodd, she's going to luck out and earn a couple of free throws. as we see Morgan Davis pick up her fourth.
Everything looked pretty good by Dodd there, except the ball didn't go through.
Yeah, that's something Sierra's not known for, her offensive prowess, but boy, we've had the opportunity to see her a couple, three times. Lots of deflections, lots of steals. She hits the first one. She fills up the stat sheet, just sometimes not in the scoring column.
Well, she's the leading rebounder. She averages 8 rebounds a game. She's also averaging 4 steals a game early on. That is a big number for that stat. Doing it more than just the scoring aspect. And free throw second attempt is no good. So Dodd goes 1-for-3. The lead is 7. 35-28. Holton Bryan wants to go quickly to the bucket, and with some contact, floating one up and in. Kennedy Bryan now with 12 for Royal Valley. That was a much-needed bucket for the Panthers to get back to within 5 at 35-30. As we're coming up on 4:20 to go here in this third quarter. So quick moving. It's a 30-26 game at the half. It's 35-30 at this point. Continuing, the Wildcats working against the Panthers zone defense. Wisdom has it short corner left. Now curls around a defender into the lane. A lot of contact. And they get a jump ball in the lane. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to the Panthers. So ultimately a turnover for the Wildcats. And we will see Tyja Henderson, a sophomore, check in here for Royal Valley, who has not played really much of any minutes this year. And really the first time they're going, Royal Valley is 6 deep past their bench. Again, with the foul trouble here in this ball game. 4 minutes down, 4 minutes to go here in the third. Panthers with the ball here at Holton, down 5 at 35-30. They're having some struggles here with this possession. The Wildcats finally get a decent look. Bryan for 3, and Bryan buries a triple from the right wing, and she's got her third triple in 15 points. It's a 35-33 game, and the Panthers are down just 2.
Back in it again. Just when you think the momentum's all in Holton's favor, Royal Valley claws back in it.
And Wisdom, we've seen her hit that jump shot just inside the free throw line on a couple occasions here tonight. She does it again. And Wisdom now with 10 points, 37-33. Wildcats lead is 4, 3:15 to go here in the third. That is Henderson, the sophomore. And some minutes here in this third quarter for Royal Valley. Stidham now on the right wing, and threw it to the wrong person. Stepping in front was Schuster for the steal and another Royal Valley turnover. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third. Panthers hanging around, 37-33. It's been a good one so far. Now the Panthers extending that defense out. They get it to Schuster. Now Wisdom splits two defenders and lays it in with a little finesse off the window. Nicely done there.
Good move by Lindsay. Got to her left hand in that situation. Scored it off the glass. And just like that, Holton's got another 6-point lead.
O'Brien's going to try to get it back to within 3, and she does. Kennedy Bryan now 4 threes and 18 points tonight. 39-36, a timeout on the floor.
Yeah, you better find Kennedy Bryan. I know you were mentioning earlier before she hit her last three that Royal Valley was kind of struggling in the half-court set. Well, anytime the Panthers are struggling to score in a half-court set, I think Kennedy Bryan's a pretty darn good option because we've seen her with the ability to score and create from about anywhere, whether it's in transition or just knocking down a J on the perimeter. No doubt Kennedy Bryan, one of the best in the Big 7.
All-league a year ago, multi-sport athlete, all-league in volleyball as well, and she had 10 points and a couple of threes in the first half. Well, she's got 8 points, 2 more threes here in the third quarter, 18 in the game on 4 triples. She came into tonight's game just 4 of 18 from downtown, so she had hit just 4 threes in the first 3 games. Now she's tallied 4 here tonight, and she is certainly hands down keeping Royal Valley in it. 39-36 our score, 2.5 minutes remaining in this third quarter. Both teams entering tonight 1-2. Both teams trying to get that second win of the year. By the way, last week, Kansas Basketball Coaches Association, there were 3 teams ranked in the Big 7. Sabetha and Holton both drop out this week. Nemaha Central now the lone team in the Big 7, at least in the latest rankings this week. Again, those released earlier today. Nemaha Central now number 4 in Class 3A. So Holton was 10 and 4A last week. Sabetha was in there as well, but since both those teams have dropped, and now just Nemaha Central, the lone team left in the rankings. Not saying we can't have Big 7 teams creep back into them throughout the course of the year, but latest rankings right now, Thunder, the only team in the 3A ranks. Out of the timeout, we're back to it. It's a three-point game. Wildcats 39, Panthers 36. We're coming up on 2 minutes left in this third quarter. Looking inside, deflected. Fluelling was the intended target, but good defense on the backside for the Panthers to knock it out of play. Panthers will throw it in, or correction, the Wildcats to throw it in underneath their own bucket. As this is Etzel to throw it in, left side of her own backboard. Hands it off to Fluelling in the corner. They get it up top to Wilcox, and they set it up for Etzel in the corner. Now Schuster inside, turns on a double. Her pass deflected and stolen by Klotz. Turnover for the Wildcats, and now Bryan walks it up the floor, now picks up her pace a little bit. Now dives it into the corner. Ladson a three, and she buried it. Alyssa Ladson from downtown, and now she's got 12. Her second three is in, and it's a 39-39 tie. Late portions of quarter number three. And Bryan had a deflected pass, and it's last touched by Taylor for Holton, and the Panthers get it back in a tie game late. The Panthers clawing their way back here in the third quarter. They have tied it at 39. As Ladson and Bryan doing the heavy lifting offensively. Bryan on the right wing. Taylor closing out quickly. Another lazy pass deflected into the backcourt. And Wilcott is fouled on the transition layup attempt, and she'll shoot two.
That's been Holton's best offense. His defense going to offense right now, getting Wilcott to the free throw line.
She made a living there in the first half. This will be her first attempt since the break. But Bow Valley's now made 6 3-point baskets here in this contest.
Yeah, Bryan has 4. Ladson has the other 2. And the free throw for Wilcott is up and in. She was 8 of 9 in the first half from the line. She makes her first here in the third quarter. And she's now got 14 to lead the Wildcats. It breaks the 39 all tie. It's now 40-39 Wildcats. Second free throw is strong. And chasing it down on the wing is Royal Valley's Alyssa Ladson. So a 1-for-2 trip there for Wilcott. And a chance to take the lead here for Royal Valley, down 1 late in the third quarter.
Well, the scout should have the out there. We've got a 5-second call. Defense by Holton creates that.
Yeah, that was good defense on the perimeter by Dodd working on Bryan, and Bryan just had nowhere to go with it. So big turnover there forced by the Wildcats. They get it back. A minute to go in this third quarter. The Wildcats clinging to a one-point lead. It's 40-39. Wildcats, see how aggressive they want to get here with it. Taylor up top, it goes to Wilcott, swings it left. And now Dodd working around the perimeter, kicks it right. This is Taylor from downtown, this one missing. Battle for the rebound underneath. Wilcott fighting underneath for it, and we get a tie-up and a jump ball. Possession's going to keep it here with the Wildcats at 39 seconds to go here in the quarter. As Broaddus is going to check back in here, sophomore forward, taking the spot of Henderson, who played some minutes there. For Royal Valley again, struggling with foul issues here tonight. 3 players with at least 3. Davis has 4 fouls. Wildcats throw it into the backcourt. David Boucher wanted the turnover going over the half-court line, but no call. Wildcats with it. 30 seconds to go here in the third, leading by 1. 40-39. Taylor has it high right on the wing. Gets it to Wilcott, top of the key. Nice ball fake. Pulls up from the free throw line and somehow banks it in. Wilcott now with 16, 42-39. That might have even been partially deflected, and now the Panthers down 3 with 12 seconds to go. Bryant's had the hot hand, and she is bumped and fouled by Wilcott. That is her third. And that is just the first foul here in the second half against the Wildcats. So the Panthers near sideline to throw it in. 9 seconds to go. They're down 3. Get a quick sub for Holton. As Grace Etzel's going to check back in, Wilcott will take a breather. 9 seconds to go here, quarter number 3. Wildcats leading 42-39. Panthers could tie it with a triple here going into the fourth. They get it into Ladson, left side on the wing, looking for Bryan on a backdoor cut and a little too high on the pass, and it's a turnover.
Yeah, if she would have led her just a little bit better towards the goal, that would have been a really sweet play.
So now the Wildcats have a chance here. They have 5 seconds to go, 4.9 to be exact. They have to work the full length of the floor. They're up 3. They'll be trying to get a desperation bucket here to close the quarter. Well, they take a couple seconds. Now a long pass up the floor. Etzel, a desperation heave. About 40 outs, and it's a little bit short, no good, but a three-point game with 8 minutes to go as we got a good one here brewing down the stretch in our girls' contest. Three quarters in, one to go. The Holton Wildcats leading 42-39 over Royal Valley. Fourth quarter coming up next here on KNZA.
Time to get your mower serviced or find your next new Ferris mower at Heinen Repair and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment during their 2022 model year-end clearance sale. Right now at Heinen, you can get as low as 0% financing with approved credit. See Heinen for details or ask about the layaway program. 2023 models are arriving daily, so save now on all 2022 Ferris mowers at Heinen Repair, south of Valley Falls. And in Lawrence, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Learn more at HeinenRepair.com and HeinenOPE.com.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
KNZA.
It's tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Our girls' game is coming down the stretch. Start of the fourth quarter, a three-point game here at Holton. And the Panthers, really to start the fourth, able to keep the possession. Touched out of bounds last by the Wildcats. 42-39, Panthers outscored the Wildcats 13-12 in that third quarter. Are within three as we start the fourth quarter. There's a good pass inside, a layup good by Samantha Klotz, who finally gets in the books. And it's back to a one-point game. That was Tebow Throssell, who was into the game here. Rare minutes by Throssell for the Panthers. Again, foul trouble has been an issue here for Royal Valley tonight. So they're going a little bit deeper into the bench. Wildcats are going to draw the foul here as Broadus picks up another one. Or a correction. They're going to call an offensive foul on Fluelling. That is her third. So the Panthers get it back. And they can take the lead here. Nice pass from Brian. And the missed layup by Klotz. She really probably wants that one back. And now we get a whistle and a jump ball. And the possession arrow giving it back to the Wildcats. So kind of a different pace here in the first 40 seconds of the fourth quarter. Both teams looking a little bit rattled. And what is now a 42-41 Wildcats lead just getting going in the fourth quarter. Here is Wisdom, who dives in. And oh, and she hits the floor. And the Panthers come away with it, and this is going to stop play. The Wildcats have an injury with Lindsey Wisdom down. And that will stop play with 7:06 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Man, if you're a Wildcat fan, you're going to hold your breath right now.
I didn't really see what happened other than it went down pretty hard.
Yeah, she did. It looked like with her knee. But
yeah, there wasn't.
There
was not, and those are always the most nerve-wracking type. Yeah, exactly, those ones where you just kind of see an awkward tweak or there's a little bit of contact. A few bodies, it was underneath the bucket. Wisdom is still down. She has been very key tonight. You know, Wilcott also with Wisdom. Wisdom has 12 points tonight, and it's been a little bit quiet here in the third quarter, but keeping her right here, they work Wisdom up, trying to get her up to her feet again. And you guys can attest, again, they're looking at the knee. She has a brace on that knee. Has she had issues previously? Has she dealt with something like that along those lines with that left knee?
It was just the knee pad she's got on. She's up. Take a look at it.
And they won't even take her back to the bench. They're going to take Wisdom back to the locker room, and she's got a pretty noticeable limp. Again, working with that left knee, so we'll try to see if we can get an update there at some point, but hoping the best there for Lindsey Wisdom as she has to come off the floor and checked out for a knee injury potentially. That's a big loss here for the Wildcats in a game that's 42-41 with 7:06 to go. You take out one of your best post players,
Yeah, I think this point's critical because not just the loss of her on the court, but, you know, mentally his teammates out there right now. Yeah, missing kind of that go-to player and leader. Who do they turn to here, or do they panic a bit?
Well, they don't panic, at least for the short term. A steal by Dodd and a layup in transition is good. Big steal and bucket. Dodd has five. 44-41. The Wildcats push that lead back out a touch and lead it by three just over a minute into this fourth quarter.
Five counts working again.
Gladson gets it back off a deflection in the left corner. Good defense here. Now they throw a pass inside, deflected out of bounds. Good defense here. Flewelling there, knocked it away. Dodd there, man-to-man, working against Gladson.
Well, both defenses can be fairly aggressive in terms of team fouls. Both have many to give before they're in the bonus situation here in the final 6:30, as long as it's not Roll Valley's wrong players picking up a personal that's number four or five.
Yeah, Broadus, who has it now top of the key, does have four fouls, and she's in there working towards the corner, spins around a couple defenders, and missing a shot inside. And now a foul on the floor, I think, against the Panthers here. And they just got Broadus for her fifth foul. Her correction is at her fourth.
I think it's her fourth, but Royal Valley coaches and fans thought it was a foul against Holton until the official came over here to the scores table. Seemed like a lot of girls kind of jumping up just trying to get a loose ball rebound there, a foul that maybe could have gone either way.
So it wasn't the fifth foul on Broadus, that's her fourth, so she's still alive. She's in the game still. 6:15 to go. Wildcats clinging to a three-point lead with the ball. They go inside. Schuster on the block, turns on a double, skips it left. Taylor in the corner. Now this is Dodd who's open for three, a little bit too strong, and a rebound and a foul, I think, on the Wildcats underneath. I think they're going to get Schuster here, and that would be her first foul. And it's been kind of a fail at two halves in terms of the fouls. There were a lot more fouls called in the first half, and Justin, as you mentioned, both teams have fouls to give here in the fourth quarter.
It's like it's been a little bit inconsistent tonight, too. It seems like at times we're getting some touch fouls, and at times we got bodies flying, and they're letting them play.
Well, you got it. When these guys walk on the floor, yeah, you're always glad to see, at least I was. And the thing that you're going to find, they'll call the reach foul, but the body fouls, they don't call very much. They'll let you body up. They'll let you ping-pong a little bit as long as there's no reach involved.
Panthers on the possession. They want to dump it down inside. They get it to Klotz, and now a foul against the Wildcats on the floor. I think they get Flewelling here.
Yes, that's going to be her fourth, so the first Holton player with four fouls now, plus Wisdom's out with the injury.
And so that brings in Grace Etzel, who will check in for Flewelling, who has now four fouls. Both teams with 14 fouls. We got 5:41 left in the game. Wildcats leading 44-41. Both teams looking for win number two. Deflected pass out of bounds. Wildcats trying to tighten that pressure underneath the bucket. The Panthers can tie it here with a three. Get it to within one on a two. Still a lot of time left in this game. Watson trying to get it over the top and does so, and now it's missing everybody and a turnover all the way up the floor. Count it and the foul. An impressive finish from Tierra Todd, Dodd with the finish now with seven. And a lot of contact there. Just glad to see she's okay. And a huge and one extends the lead to five.
That's a pretty hard foul, but just a great job by Dodd to get to that basketball. Roll Valley couldn't get it in underneath their own bucket and threw it clear to the other end of the court.
Well, as soon as you saw that race go, there was no question that Tierra Dodd was going to win it, because if she was off and gone, him out of the sprinter's box, and got to it for an easy bucket.
Dodd has struggled early on this season at the line, just one of seven. This is her eighth attempt, and she misses that one as well. Chased down into the corner and collected by Klotz, the sophomore. Five-point lead for the Wildcats. Latson in transition, and they get the body contact and one. How about that for Royal Valley with an answer? 46-43 and an and-one here for Alyssa Ladson.
Holton's attempted 19 free throws tonight for Royal Valley. This is going to be their fifth free throw attempted in this game.
Now, we talked about the made threes. That is what's kept really the Panthers in this game, and the free throw is no good there by Ladson, and a rebound picked off there by Schuster, and now a deflected pass out of bounds. Good defense there by Royal Valley to keep the pressure up. But the Wildcats will go against the pressure at 5:28 left to go in the game, leading 46-43. Now it's the Panthers who are turning up the pressure here in the backcourt. Taylor gets it up the floor. Wilcott gets a layup attempt underneath, missing, and a rebound for Royal Valley. Another bunny that could have gone down. Wildcats have missed a few of those.
Holt missed several of those tonight. One thing Holt's done defensively, they've changed and went to the man-to-man. Probably for good reason. I mean, I don't, Coach Tyson talked about it or not, but you sure don't want number three or number four to beat you from the three-point line, because they sure did that in the third quarter.
Well, the Panthers had a missed possession, and now Panthers forcing a timeout called here by Wildcats head coach Kurt Heisler. We're down to 4:57 remaining in the game. It is a full, so we'll follow suit. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's a 46-43 game in the fourth quarter. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
4:57 left in our girls' contest. Holton clinging to a three-point lead here against Royal Valley, 46-43. Brandon Tamman joined by Justin Flute, John Holliday, Colin Fellkamp, everyone here with the Holton Channel as well. Appreciate all the hard work. Deep broadcast here tonight, and crew with you. Another Tuesday night slate of high school basketball games in the area. And to no one's surprise, for the most part, another good one here in the Big 7 coming down the home stretch. The Wildcats with the ball, leading 46-43, just under 5 minutes to go. Wildcats dealing with the loss of one of the best on their team, Lindsey Wisdom, who went down with an injury here just a few minutes ago. And there's a foul on Kennedy Bryan around the perimeter.
Lindsey Wisdom did make it back to the bench. Doesn't look like she's going to play anymore in the second half.
That's the final foul to give for Royal Valley. So the next foul will put Holton at the free throw line. Wildcats leading by three. It's bounced to Wilcott on the right wing. Has the dribble, now using it twice. Nice little pass to Dodd, who had her pass deflected, and an interception by Royal Valley. Turnover by the Wildcats. Here's Klotz up top to Davis. Right side to Bryan. Hand down, man down for three. It's an air ball and a rebound for Holton. Now pushing the tempo is Flewelling, who has four fouls. On the far sideline, gets into the corner, wraps it around a double team up top. It is Tierra Dodd with the basketball. Coming up on the halfway point here in the fourth quarter, the Wildcats leading 46-43. A three by Wilcott. This one too strong, but running down her own rebound. Splits a defender. Has her shot blocked, but the Wildcats get it back here with Flewelling, and they'll reset. Just past the halfway point. Beautiful feed inside, and a layup is good for Schuster. Six for Schuster. The lead is five. 48-43. Good possession there for the Wildcats.
Yeah, Kara Dodd dropped the dime from the top of the key. Great pass at the right time.
Yeah, the Panthers, can they keep it up with Bryan and Ladson? Those two have kept Royal Valley in it tonight. Been a little bit quiet here late in this ball game, but Ladson's going to get a look from three, and Ladson buries another three.
Wilcott went for the steal. Didn't quite get there. That left Ladson open and tons of confidence as she strokes in her third three on the perimeter.
So Bryan and Ladson have now combined for seven threes tonight. Bryan has 18. Ladson now with 17. It's a timeout on the floor. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll keep it right here. It's a 48-46 game, and we have seen multiple runs in this game by both teams. And it seems like more times than not, the Wildcats have had numerous chances, not only in the first half, but even here in the second half, where they build 5-6, maybe a 7-point lead, a chance to get a stop, couple points, and extend it out to double digits. But every time the Wildcats have had an opportunity, the Panthers have come back. And boy, Bryan and Ladson tonight, a team that's not very deep, if they get performances like that from these two all-league caliber athletes, and they're going to keep themselves in the game. And pretty special what we're seeing, combination of Bryan and Ladson tonight.
Well, the scouts can be out on these two, and it's very simple. You know, we've seen Royal Valley, you know, I've seen them one time, but you better find number three and number four. You got to find them in transition. You can't go by them. If you just saw Brooke Wilcott goes for a steal, gets a deflection, And they make you pay for stuff like that. You got to make them put the ball on the floor and try to beat you to the rim. But, you know, you go, those two can play. You know, they can play at any level at any time. And, very athletic and shoot the basketball very, very well.
Let's break it down for you. 3:22 left in this game. 48-46 is our score. Wildcats with the ball in the 2-point lead. Having to deal with some pressure. They get it up the floor to Schuster, but she lost it. And a whistle and a foul is going to be against Royal Valley. They're going to get Ladson here as she was diving for the loose ball. And that's going to be the seventh team foul. So now the Wildcats will get bailed out there. A little sporadic with that possession, but ultimately get the foul on Ladson, and Wilcott's going to shoot a 1-1.
How about this final tonight? You know, this Royal Valley team just lost to Sabetha last Friday. Tonight, Riverside beat Sabetha 50-40 at Sabetha. Riverside girls 50 get the win tonight on the road. There's the big seven for you.
How about Riverside staying undefeated? They're 4-0 now, and you could argue maybe one of the best players, if not the best player in the league, in Taylor Weiser, who was a former Athlete of the Week just a couple of weeks ago. And she's off to a great start. She's just a junior. And Wilcott, two big free throws here for the Wildcats. 18 points for Wilcott tonight. It's a 50-46 game right now. The Wildcats leading by four with 3 minutes to go. Panthers a little sporadic here on this possession, and it's a turnover on the sideline. Was Bryant, couldn't keep it inside the lines, and a big turnover forced there by the Wildcats.
Coach Boucher would agree. 19 turnovers for Royal Valley. That's too many here tonight.
They had a turnover bug in the loss to Sabetha on Friday, and now the Wildcats doing a great job of breaking the press. And a bucket is good for Wilcott again. She's up to 20 in the game and the lead back to six. Crunch time now, 2:40 to go here. Panthers trailing by six with the ball.
Stiff roll, guys got one last run in them. Get back in it.
They've been able to counter all night when the Wildcats have thrown a punch, and now a big bucket, a little short J from the left wing by Ladson, pushing her to 19 points. The 52-48 Wildcats lead at 2:20 to go. Now you would expect things to slow down a little bit. Wildcats don't need to push as we're closing in on the final 2 minutes. A 4-point lead here for the Wildcats with the ball. Get it to the free throw line with Flewelling, and now her pass deflected on the floor. Wilcott hits the deck, and this is going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to Royal Valley. So now the Panthers get it back down four with 2:04 left. Another big possession coming up here for the Panthers.
Well, it's kind of wrapped up in pressure again defensively. They're switching, jump switch any ball screen on Bryant or Ladson.
Bryant had her pass deflected. She was quickly doubled, and another turnover for the Panthers. Quickly up the floor in transition, and a huge bucket for the Wildcats as Flewelling puts that one in. It's our first field goal tonight, and the lead is 6, 54-48 with a minute 40 to go. This is a much-needed possession now for the Wildcats.
The turnovers have been big for Royal Valley, but when they're costly and result in two quick points on the other end, that's trouble.
There's a reverse layup try left short by Bryant, but an offensive rebound is stuck up and in by Broadus, and that is a huge bucket to keep it to within four at 54-50 at 1:20 to go. How late do the Panthers go before at least getting aggressive and trying to force a steal? And there is a steal. Ball's on the floor, and I think they get a foul here
on
against Holton. So Flewelling, I think, picks up the foul. That's going to be her fifth.
A bucket a moment ago off the turnover was the first field goal for Brooke tonight. She finishes with 3 points.
Well, that was a big bucket, but an even bigger turnover forced there by the Panthers. So they get it back with 70 seconds to go, down by four. Grace Etzel had to come in for Flewelling, who just fouled out. And they go inside. This is Davis able to keep the possession. Broad is knocking it away. Klotz has it on the right wing. Skips it. This is Ladson left corner. We're down to 53 seconds to go. 4-point lead for the Wildcats. And the Panthers are going to draw a foul inside. It's on the floor, but it's the seventh team foul. The Panthers are going to shoot a 1-1 foul against Dodd, her third.
One of these two teams is probably going to have to make a few free throws to win this game tonight.
They call this one a shooting foul. They're going to give her two shots.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, the far side official was flashing the 1-1. Let's see how they play it here. Regardless, a big free throw coming up here for Broadus. and she missed it. It was a 1-1. Yep. So a big miss there. Rebound cleared by Schuster, and the Wildcats now with the 4-point lead with 42 seconds to go. Kurt Heisler wants a timeout, finally halfway on the floor and gets it. That's a big timeout.
Hey, that's a good official. He don't hear nothing.
A lot of people here, so let's set it up for you. 39 seconds remaining in our girls' contest. The Wildcats clinging to a 4-point lead, 54-50. Both teams at 1-2 coming into this matchup tonight. Both teams coming off a loss. Wildcats lost to Nemaha Central on Friday, 52-43. The Panthers lost at home to Sabetha, 41-23. This was a Holton 4-point lead at the end of one, 14-10. It was 30-26 Wildcats at the half. Wildcats led 42-39 at the end of three. And we sit 54-50 Holton with 39 seconds remaining in this ball game.
Well, as it's playing out, that first quarter was huge. It's that's where Holton got their 4-point lead, and they maintain it. Headed down the last 40 seconds of the game.
Amazing. We've only been tied once all night, and that was 39-39 late in the third quarter. Feels like Grove Valley's been right there, but never been able to take the lead and only tied it that one time so far.
A lot of fight and scratch and claw to them. There's no question about that.
Yeah, Latson and Bryan have been worth the price of admission.
Yeah, Bryan and Latson have been key. Wildcats out of the timeout. They get it in. Dodd with it. Left corner now with Wilcott. A lot of pressure there, and there's the foul. 32.9 seconds remaining, a 1-1 coming up here for Brooke Wilcott, who's been sensational tonight with 20 points and has lived at the line.
I was going to say, if I'm Coach Boucher, that's the last person I want to foul.
She's made 10 of 12 so far in this game at the charity stripe.
That was coming into tonight, 4 of 11 on the year. So certainly exceeding her percentages coming in, and she buries a very important first free throw, so she gets the bonus and is up to 21 points tonight. 55-50, Wildcats by 5 with 33 seconds to go. A couple subs in for Royal Valley.
And you can see the growth of Brooke Wilcott in the first four games by like leaps and bounds every single night for the sophomore.
Came in averaging just 6.7 points per game, and she has exploded tonight. She makes 2 for 2 there. 22 points, lead at 6 for Holton with 30 seconds to go. Panthers need something quick. They set it up for Bryan, top of the key, works around a screen. They close out quickly. Now Latson working around the screen. 10 seconds off the clock, now down to 19 seconds to go, and the Panthers turn it over. Wildcats force a steal, and there's a foul, and that might secure a victory here for the Wildcats. As a foul is called, free throws coming up here for Tierra Dodd. And boy, what an effort here by the Panthers tonight, but it may come up just a bit short.
Trying to figure out how to provide some justice commentary for what Brooke Wilcott has done tonight. 12 of 14 at the line, 22 points for the Holton sophomore to lead the way.
Dodd at the line with the 1-1, and she buries the important free throw. She's now 2 for 4 at the line and has 8 points. And the lead is back to 7 with 14.7 seconds remaining. But, boy, just credit the resolve for this Wildcats team as we get another timeout. As Holton's going to burn this one. Again, just under 15 seconds to go. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. As, again, boy, this Royal Valley team, they're not very deep. We've talked about it throughout the broadcast, but they got two of the better players in the league, certainly one of the better duos in the Big 7 with Bryan and Latson, as you mentioned earlier, worth the price of admission tonight. Bryan, 4 threes and 18 points. Latson, 19 and 3 threes. Broadus, really the only other offensive production with 9. So those three really have all but 4 points for Royal Valley tonight, just needing to get a little bit more from their bench, and they haven't been able to do it so far this year. That's something they're going to try to progress throughout the course of the year, get more bodies involved. But it's hard. We mentioned Wildcats have played more throughout their bench this year, seem to get a little bit more fresh at times, using more bodies throughout the course of the game, and I think we saw that down the stretch in this one. Again, the Panthers just not quite deep enough, and even when you have Bryan and Latson going off, at least tonight it's not going to be enough. As the second free throw out of the timeout by Dodd, in and out, no good. And a rebound quickly for the Panthers. They're down to 12 seconds in a 7-point game. They get it to Bryan. She fires a 3. It is off the rim, no good. Rebound for Holton with 5 seconds to go. They push it up the floor. This is Taylor across the timeline. 2 seconds to work. And a layup at the buzzer.
24.
Why not? Brooke Wilcott at the buzzer. Her 24 on the night and a 59-50 Wildcat victory here in game number one of two. So an impressive finish here for the Holton Wildcats as they even up their record early on at 2 wins and 2 losses. They are now 1-1 in the Big 7. Panthers drop to 1-3 overall, and they are now 1-2 in Big 7 league play. Our girls' game is final. Holton 59, Royal Valley 50. Our post game is next, and it is brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Over.